6. Adam and Eve leave the garden. When Adam learned that the Noddites were on the march, he sought the counsel of the Melchizedeks, but they refused to advise him, only telling him to do as he thought best, and promising their friendly cooperation, as far as possible, in any course he might decide upon. The Melchizedeks had been forbidden to interfere with the personal plans of Adam and Eve. Adam knew that he and Eve had failed. The presence of the Melchizedek receivers told him that, though he still knew nothing of their personal status or future fate. He held an all-night conference with some 1,200 loyal followers, who pledged themselves to follow their leader, and the next day at noon these pilgrims went forth from the garden in quest of new homes. Adam had no liking for war, and accordingly elected to leave the first garden to the Noddites unopposed. The Edenic caravan was halted on the third day out from the garden by the arrival of the seraphic transports from Jerusalem, and for the first time Adam and Eve were informed of what was to become of their children. While the transports stood by, those children who had arrived at the age of choice, 20 years, were given the option of remaining on Urantia with their parents, or of becoming wards of the Most Highs of Norlaciadec. 2/3 chose to go to Edentia. About 1/3 elected to remain with their parents. All children of pre-choice age were taken to Edentia. No one could have beheld the sorrowful parting of this material son and daughter, and their children, without realizing that the way of the transgressor is hard. These offspring of Adam and Eve are now on Edentia. We do not know what disposition is to be made of them. It was a sad, sad caravan that prepared to journey on. Could anything have been more tragic? To have come to a world in such high hopes, to have been so auspiciously received, and then to go forth in disgrace from Eden, only to lose more than 3/4 of their children, even before finding a new abiding place.